WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, attention seekers. This is your guy, Leo Weston, back with another daily dose of mind muscle training right here on Heal Your Attention Span. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, healing from trauma and abuse. Now, I know this isn't exactly lighthearted beach day vibes, but trust me, it's crucial. Ever feel like your brain is playing tricks on you? Like there are these invisible walls built up inside, keeping you from truly connecting with yourself and the world? You know that feeling when a simple touch or even a loud noise triggers a wave of fear or anxiety? That's what we're tackling today, those lingering echoes of past pain. Trauma and abuse can leave deep scars, not just on our bodies but on our minds and souls. They can shake our sense of safety, distort our perception of ourselves and others, and make it feel impossible to move forward. But here's the thing, healing is possible. It's a journey, not a destination, and it takes courage, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So let's break this down into five key takeaways that can help you navigate this path with a little more clarity and strength. First off, recognize the impact. Trauma doesn't discriminate, it can come in many forms, physical, emotional, verbal, even neglect. It's essential to acknowledge the ways it has shaped your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Recognizing the patterns and triggers is the first step towards breaking free from them. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge, folks. You wouldn't berate a friend who is going through a tough time, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Talk kindly to yourself. Acknowledge your pain and struggles without judgment. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer someone you care about deeply. Third, build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your story can be incredibly healing, and knowing that you have people who genuinely care can make all the difference. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. Next up, find healthy coping mechanisms. This could involve anything from exercise and meditation to journaling and creative expression. The key is to find activities that help you manage stress, process emotions, and cultivate a sense of calm. Experiment with different things until you discover what works best for you. And finally, remember, healing is a journey, not a race. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never give up on hope. You are worthy of love, happiness, and peace. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a woman who's been through a really tough time in her life. An abusive relationship left her feeling broken and lost. For years, she carried this pain within her, avoiding intimacy, struggling to trust others, and constantly on edge. But Sarah decided to take a stand. She sought therapy, joined a support group, and started practicing mindfulness. It wasn't easy. There were days when the darkness felt overwhelming. But slowly, she began to heal. She learned to recognize her triggers, to set healthy boundaries, and to find joy in simple things again. Sarah's story is a testament to the power of resilience. That even after experiencing immense pain, we can choose to rebuild ourselves and create a life filled with meaning and purpose. So, what's the takeaway here? You are not defined by your past. Healing is possible, and it starts with taking that first step. Acknowledging the pain, reaching out for support, and choosing to believe in your own strength. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any questions you have in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Until next time, keep those attention spans sharp and hearts open to healing. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.